This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Government presents economic survey for the current fiscal year in Federal Parliament. Nepal's economy estimated to expand by 3.85%. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says the country's economic and social indicators have improved. National Human Rights Commission urges the government to implement the investigation report related to the Gen Z movement. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges citizens to take precautions amid soaring temperatures across India. Now the news in detail. Though some positive indicators have been seen in the country's economy, some structural challenges still remain, reads the government's report. The economic survey of the fiscal year 2082-83 Bikram Sambat, unveiled by the government, has shown that Nepal's external sector is strengthening, inflation is under control, and a remarkable increase in remittances. The country's economy has been projected to expand by 3.85% in the current fiscal year. Similarly, the survey estimates the size of Nepal's economy at 6.6 trillion rupees, while per capita gross national income would reach $1,535. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the country's economic and social indicators have improved, adding that federal revenue increased by 3.2% by mid-March. Dr. Wagle said federal expenditure rose by 10.4% by mid-March, but capital expenditure showed little improvement. During the same period, the government mobilized 300 billion rupees in public debt through domestic and external borrowing. The National Human Rights Commission has today written to the government of Nepal to implement its investigation report on the human rights violations that occurred during the Gen Z movement on the 8th and 9th of September in 2025. According to the commission's spokesperson, Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel, the NHRC has recommended the government to enact laws and take action against the human rights violators in the incident. It has suggested that a new law be made to take action against the then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, the then Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, and the then Information and Communications Minister Prithvi Subbagurung for violating human rights. The report has recommended further investigation into the individuals concerned in the incident, in which Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Ravi Lamichani, who was in Nakhu prison at the time, was released from prison. Similarly, senior officers of the Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, and officials of the then civil and security agencies of the Kathmandu Valley have also been recommended for investigation and action. The report has also called for investigation over social media influencers who made statements before and after the protest, including Ganesh Karki, Sulabh Kharel, Ashmin Man Basnet, Bhagya Naupane, Tankar Dahal, Victor Powell, among others. The report was made public during the Commission's 26th anniversary celebration event earlier today. The government is unveiling the budget for the coming fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat in a joint meeting of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly at 4 p.m. on Friday. Speaker Dol Prasad Arwal said the lawmakers to be present in the joint meeting before 3:45 p.m. on the slated date. Every year, just the 15th of the Nepali calendar has been fixed as the day for the budget announcement since the promulgation of the constitution in 2072 Bikram Sambat. The day is also observed as the Republic Day. Speaker Arial today informed the lawmakers that the House of Representatives would meet next on Friday at 5:30 p.m. The National Assembly unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration on the election of members of the House of Representatives, First Amendment Bill 2083. Similarly, the proposal to consider the voters' role, First Amendment Bill 2083, has been unanimously approved. The two bills were presented in the Assembly by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister and Home Minister Balendra Balan Shah. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held on at 5:45 p.m. on 29th of May. Members of the House of Representatives have urged the government to ensure easy and timely supply of the chemical fertilizers so farmers do not face shortages during this year's planting season. During a meeting of the Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee, lawmakers stressed that fertilizer distribution must be made in advance and shortages seen in previous years should not be repeated. President Ramachandra Portal has said that sustainable mountain tourism, responsible mountaineering and the conservation of the Himalayan environment are the need of the day. Addressing the Sagarmatha Summit, a summit 2026 organized today in honor of Mount Everest summiters from various countries around the world, President Portal stated that the preservation of the Himalayan environment is today's need. President Portal stated that issues such as global warming, the impacts of climate change and the accumulation of garbage in mountaineering areas have now emerged as challenges. Asia-Pacific Regional Representative of the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, Kishore Babu Yerabala, met Information and Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha today. They discussed digital priorities, connectivity and sustainable IT development. Yerabala placed support for Nepal's digital transformation, while Minister Timmal Sinha said the government is expanding digital infrastructure to bridge the digital divide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal Language. Time for a short break. Bidesh gaye pari chinta ki na karne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pari paunu ho sami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajile Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu karna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha. Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Health and Food Hygiene Nisha Mehta has returned home today after attending the 79th World Health Assembly in Geneva of Switzerland. Leading a three-member delegation, she was elected vice chair of the assembly, marking a major achievement for Nepal's health diplomacy. During the event, Minister Mehta presented Nepal's priorities on health, pandemic preparedness and equitable access to global health systems. Now a sports update. Nepal has defeated China by 19 runs in the match held under the Asian Games Women's Qualifiers 2026 today. In the match played at the Biomass Oval Cricket Ground in Malaysia today, China failed to chase a target of 126 runs and scored only 106 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 20 overs. Earlier, batting first after winning the toss, Nepal scored 125 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 20 overs. Now Nepal will face Indonesia at the same venue tomorrow. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday urged citizens across the country to take necessary precautions amid the intense heatwave conditions being witnessed in several parts of India. India's public service broadcaster DD News cited the Prime Minister's a series of posts on X as appealing to people to stay hydrated, carry water while stepping outdoors and extend help to others during the harsh weather condition. Several parts of the country, including North and Central India, have been witnessing severe heatwave conditions in recent days, with temperatures hovering around 45 degrees Celsius in some regions. Ongoing conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo is hampering the Ebola outbreak response, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned. The BBC cited Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as saying the east of the country is facing a catastrophic collision of disease and conflict. There have been 220 suspected deaths since the outbreak was declared. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy in Madhya province and remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, while mainly fair in the Tarai regions. There is also possibility of gusty winds at a few places of the Tarai and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki and Lumini provinces, including Madhya province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government presents economic survey for the current fiscal year in federal parliament. Nepal's economy estimated to expand by 3.85%. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says the country's economic and social indicators have improved. National Human Rights Commission urges the government to implement the investigation report related to the Gen Z movement. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges citizens to take precautions amid soaring temperatures across India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.